This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Mid-Beds MP Nadine Dorris is out of the jungle and she's in a six-star luxury hotel. She left I'm a Celebrity last night and she told ITV1's Daybreak, this morning, that she's already set up an office in her hotel room in Australia and that she's back at work. Well, our reporter Justin Daly has been in Westerning this morning. Justin, how's it been going?
Oh, you couldn't make this up, could you? That lovely six-star hotel, it sounds glorious.
Isn't it awful? The hell these people have to go through.
I didn't even know a six-star hotel existed, but there you go. I've been talking to Jen Doris.
You didn't know a three-star hotel existed, Justin, for goodness sakes.
Two-star hotel. Yeah. I've been talking to Jen Doris, Nadine's daughter. Now, she says that she is very proud of her mum. She's been looking after Nadine Doris' Twitter account whilst her mum is in Australia. So we managed to track down Jen this morning and he asked her whether people have been posting vile messages.
There's been a hell of a lot of support, an awful lot of support from people, and people have been very kind, but obviously you can't please everybody, and so, you know, people do say horrible things, and also people print horrible things in the newspaper, and a lot of that is untrue, but that is just, that comes to the territory, I'm afraid, when you're a politician, you're a related politician. Unfortunately, that's just what happens.
But if people abuse my mum, I'll be absolutely distraught about that. As Nadine's daughter, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's not nice, obviously. You know, we're all humans, you know. She's my mum, and that's what people forget, is she is a mother and she does have children and she is a family person. And yet, some of the things, if it's constructive, it's fair enough, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and mum would say exactly the same thing. But some of it is just downright slanderous or rude and nasty, and it's out there to hurt people. So yeah, it does hurt. But I think after a while, like with most things in life, you would build up a shield to it when you get used to it.
She was the first person to be voted out. Is that slightly embarrassing, or did you expect that?
No, it's not embarrassing at all. No, she expected it. If you look at her VTs before she went in, she said, you know, she expects to be voted off first. She is the politician of the camp. There's a lot of big names in there, and Mum doesn't think she's any kind of big celebrity. You know, she's in the public.
It's called I'm a Celebrity,
well,
get me out of
that's
here.
A catchy title. If it was called I'm in the Public Eye, Get Me Out of Here, it'd be a lot more appropriate, because that's how she sees herself. They approached her and asked her to go in, and she thought, what an opportunity to reach out to the masses here. That's great. You know, she doesn't have any delusions of her being a celebrity here. She's just, you know, so she's expecting it, absolutely. Yeah.
How can your mum carry on being an MP when there's so much negative publicity towards her? Can you answer that question?
It's not really for me to say, is it? You know, that's a question for her. It's her job, it's her decision, it's her choice how she moves forward with it, really. So I couldn't be able to say.
She's been on Daybreak this morning. Have you spoken to your mum since she got voted off last night? Again, can you answer that question? You're looking at me funny.
I Skyped her last night. So spoken to her briefly, but obviously the times in Australia are completely backwards, so it's difficult to find a time when we can both talk, and she's obviously very busy at the moment. So.
And how excited are you about seeing your mum again?
I'm so excited, I can't wait, yeah. Really proud of her and can't wait to see her. None of us can, so yeah. So it'll be a good job when she's back, we can all have a good catch-up.
Yes or no, long-term, do you think she will regret going onto that TV show?
Who can predict the future? I wouldn't think so. Who can predict the future?
Do you think people here will still back her? It's just negative publicity for a couple of weeks and that's it.
That's it. You said three questions.
Slightly more, I know. I'm being cheeky.
Yeah, well, as I said, these questions aren't for me to answer. I can't answer those ones. That's for her to decide when she gets back. And also, how can I predict what the people are going to vote? You know, we've had an awful, like I said before, we've had an awful lot of support from people. And obviously, there's been two sides to that coin. So, it, you know, it just depends.
OK, I respect you for answering those questions because when I saw you this morning, you said, I can't talk, you've got to speak to this person. I respect you for answering those questions. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So there you go, Ian. The words of Jen Doris, Nadine Doris' daughter.
It got a little bit uncomfortable there, Justin.
It did.
Did you? Three questions.
Yeah.
You little cheeky
I can't
scamp.
Count.
Across Beds, Hearts and Bucks, this is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.